Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Our text for this morning and for this confirmation in All Saints is Matthew chapter 5, here again the part that reads, "Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on a mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him." You may be seated. Well, congregation, this morning I come to you with a complaint. A complaint that would make your eyes red. Before you is one of the most difficult confirmation classes that we have ever taught. But it is not because of who they are. It is because of the situation and the circumstances that we have been placed in. Classes were going smoothly for the last 2.5 years, weren't they? And then COVID-19 hit. Yes, and all of a sudden, we are no longer meeting in person, and we had to go online. Your parents not only making sure that you had your work done, but now had to be responsible for recording the work that you had been doing as well. And we were forced to look, right? And to learn, and to teach, looking at a screen. After looking at schoolwork and screens, confirmation is online as well. It was enough to make your eyes turn red. Well, today is All Saints' Day, and normally the color would be white. For God Himself has clothed us with the righteousness of Christ. But the paraments this morning have been changed to red, not only because of confirmation, not only pointing us back to the Pentecost when the tongues of flame of fire came upon the disciples that day, but also reminding us that in order for us to have the white robes of Christ's righteousness, He shed His blood at a very high cost. We have Christ's righteousness by the shed blood on the cross. As we hear from one of the elders declared in Revelation 7, "They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." And so, before we see white, we must see the redness of Christ's blood. The red cost of the faithfulness of God. As you've learned, Jesus was obedient, even obedient to the death on the cross for you. Therefore, we are able to rejoice this day and the rest of our lives, no matter what kind of circumstances we may be placed in. As confirmands, you have the joy of making it this far, don't you? That's what our eyes see. The white robes that you wear are again reminders of the righteousness that Christ has given to you. There in the baptismal font, your godparents and your parents saw water and heard the word, but faith saw that you were buried with Christ and raised to new life. Your sins are forgiven. You belong to God once again. In Christ, eternal life is yours. And this was even true before you had to take any of those confirmation classes where you went ahead and had all that memorizing and also listening to Pastor Harvilla and myself for the past 3 years. It was true for you when you went to Sunday school. And then you might want to ask yourself, then why go to confirmation? It is because your parents and we want you to be assured for the rest of your life of the gift of salvation that Christ has given to you. It's not something that your parents made up so that you would behave and to be good children, or just to keep you busy. You can do that with sports and school. It's not just because of us pastors wanting you to learn, but you are coming here before us this day to confess what you believe and confess what you believe is true from the very words of Scripture, and you are staking your life on it. You are staking your life on the very blood of Jesus. Now, after Confirmation Day, you'll go ahead and unpin your flower and take off your robe. And you might have a celebration. You may feel you're finally done. No more sermon summaries. And then life will go on. But I challenge you not to think this way at all. For Satan and the world will want for you to take your confirmation certificate, your catechism, and your Bible, and let it gather dust and never be disturbed again. For Satan knows how much you have to do, and also the things that you can do to weaken your faith. The temptation is to simply to keep your eyes on the here and now, enjoying whatever might come along, and to leave your accomplishments and the work in the past and work on new ones. Well, that's the way graduation works. But this is not graduation, but a public beginning in the confidence of the faith in this, that the Spirit has worked in you as you face whatever joys and whatever trials that come your way. Now, I wish I could tell you that you won't have any challenges or difficulties in your life. No, they'll come. And there'll be even a more of a challenge because of who you are in Christ and what you believe is true. For Satan, the world, and even your own self will attempt to drain any joy that you have because of our Lord. At this present time, we don't see Satan, and when I say the world, that might seem too vague to be real to you. But Jesus makes it the world real when he points out who you are. Those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, when others revile you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Being persecuted and having all kinds of evil against you is common, and some of you have experienced it. And many of you have experienced it as well. Even on social media, it can be very nasty. It can really hurt when a person's reputation with others can ruin a person's reputation with others. You know, you have words that people speak to tear you down. There's a lot out there to put us down and cause us not to rejoice. But Jesus this morning is not talking about just any kind of persecution. He's talking about the result of being in Him, in believing in Him, in staying close to Him. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you and all when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil falsely against you on my account." Jesus said that when we do the right thing, when others put us down because of Jesus or say bad things of us because of Jesus, we are blessed and we are to rejoice because they recognize to whom you belong to. For Jesus has given us a gift that we all can rejoice in all circumstances. He says, "Because great is your reward in heaven." The Bible uses the word heaven. We understand that is where God's favorable presence is. Remember Abraham? The promise given to him in Genesis 5:15, "Do not be afraid, Abraham, because I am your shield and your great reward." The promises of God are so sure that when Abraham conquered kings who captured his nephew Lot, he gave all the spoils away to the kings who helped him and a tenth of everything to the king and the priest of Melchizedek, because he knew God would continue to bless him as he went on his journey, because he saw great was his reward with God himself. Things can get pretty rough in life, rough enough to see red, but even to the point of having your own blood shed. But God's Spirit keeps our eyes on the blood of Jesus, because in him we are robed in the righteousness of Christ. Today, you, for the first time, you confirmands will be invited to come forward. to receive the very body and blood of Jesus in with and under the bread and wine. Jesus has given you the sacrifice of his life as a promise of what he did for you and a guarantee of what is to come. It may cost you to come here each week for worship. There are those who think you might be a bit weird getting up this early in the morning and showing up at church. They may think you that you're stubborn by the choices that you make, or even old-fashioned, or even accuse you that you're simply doing what your parents are expecting you to. And the pressure will be on for you not to receive this precious gift, to receive it each and every week. For there'll be games and jobs and wanting to sleep in, but the invitation of the gospel will continue to come to you so that you may be faithful. For God has given you a gift so many years ago. He has called you to be called his own by the waters of baptism. Yes, people saw the hands and heard the words, but faith sees God declaring you his own child. And so today we are inviting you to receive the Holy Communion. This is not just Holy Communion with God and you, but also with those who will be coming forward this day. With all his saints, not with just with those in heaven, but with those who are here now. We come as sinners, unworthy to be in the presence of God, even unworthy to be with one another, as God has led you to confess this morning. But now, has declared you to be forgiven, righteous, and pure in his sight. And so we are to consider one another the same. If anyone cannot consider another a saint before God, or does not live in the righteousness that God desires, then this Holy Communion has been broken. Such a person should not come and call condemnation on himself. But those who have been instructed and believe that here is present the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, in with and under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of sins, this table is ready and ready for you. And even if your eyes are red for all the difficulties in life, Jesus is here for you, so that you may see his white righteousness every day, every week, every year, into all eternity. For great is the reward in heaven. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.